so much of what we think of as the fashion industry certainly is intertwined with the entertainment industry. What stars wear on the red carpet, music videos, the right clothes on the right person at the right time, and boom, a fashion craze is born. If Miami Style has a soundtrack, it may sound something like this. After all, this was the music of the official Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week Swim YouTube channel for its Miami event, held over 5 days in late July. Now this is what you may hear if you call Island Company in West Palm Beach.
Island Company is a top premier lifestyle resort company that started out providing apparel for most of the resorts in the tropics. And then eventually we opened our own stores, and we have 6 stores worldwide and are planning on opening more. So we're both a wholesale company and a direct retail company.
That's Spencer Antle. He founded the Florida-based clothing company in Miami Beach. He migrated north as Antle worked to create a clothing company that reflected his lifestyle.
Coming from a film background, I view most of the stuff that we do as cinema. So in our stores, it's not just a experience with the clothes. It's also an experience with music playing, sights, sounds, smells, trying to entice all of the senses.
That atmosphere Antle has created has led to stores in the U.S., one on Grand Cayman, and there are plans for 4 more stores to open next year. Antle also sells his bikinis, island casual linen shirts, and other pieces at resorts throughout the Caribbean. He has 55 employees in Palm Beach County. He expects to do $12 million in sales this year. That's 5 times the business he did just 5 years ago. And it's that kind of growth that has landed Island Company on Inc. magazine's list of the 5,000 fastest-growing companies in the United States. It's been on that list now 4 years running.
I think being down here, it gives us an advantage, especially being out of Miami, because Miami does have fashion influence that stems from New York and Latin America. But being up in here, we're in a vacuum. And so it allows us to really prosper.
Certainly that's much more satisfying, but do you find it that much more difficult and challenging on the wholesale business to get that product noticed?
No, because what we provide is something that can sell anytime. We've had shirts that we've been selling that have been top sellers either in both resorts or in our stores year after year after year that we haven't changed any detail on. So when you're classic, I mean, some of the biggest companies in the world, whether it ranges from, you know, say Ralph Lauren or Tommy Hilfiger or, you know, Abercrombie, maybe even, you know, Lilly Pulitzer is an example as well. A lot of these companies were always the same year after year. They develop a trust with their customers. So it's actually easier by virtue of the fact that we don't have to change that much. We just have to be true to our own identity.
True to that identity from West Palm Beach, Florida. Now, that identity is key to any business. It's all about branding. That's certainly true in the fashion industry. After all, there's many fashion labels that are making themselves into lifestyle brands, not just clothing brands. Customers buy the shirt, you buy the shoes, you buy the sunglasses. Yes, you even buy the music, maybe the perfume. Antle is trying to do the same, attempting it from West Palm Beach.
People walk into the stores and I have conversations with them where they'll be sitting at our bar and they'll say, "Oh, this is a great concept you came up with." And I said, "I didn't come up with this concept. This is my life." And they say, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, this is literally my life. Every part of this bar, every part of this store has something to do with something that had effect on me in my travels."
Antle grew up in Boston. He discovered the Caribbean and fell in love, traveled throughout the islands for years. And that influenced his design of his clothes and design of the lifestyle brand. And yeah, you heard him right. Customers shopping for clothes at Island Company stores, sitting at a bar. Well, it's a rum bar, actually. This is South Florida, after all. In a clothing store, selling fashion designed in South Florida. Antle is dedicated to capturing the entire island spirit. He's still a businessman. He's still cost conscious. He doesn't make his clothes here.
It's impossible to manufacture locally. I mean, people do it, but the cost structure is just very, very difficult.
That's a business decision. It's an operations decision. He lists the locales that he does manufacture clothes, and it's a where's where of fashion manufacturing. Hong Kong, Italy, Peru. Yes, even Asia is represented with China. That's where Antle's clothes are made. but he sells them in the United States and resorts throughout the Caribbean. Remember how Antle described his overall business philosophy.
We really consider ourselves more of a entertainment company versus a fashion company, because at the end of the day, most fashion or lifestyle brands are trying to portray an image to people, and that's probably better conveyed through cinema. So when you walk into our stores, it's more like you're in a film set rather than a retail store.
But how important is that fashion element, that design element, to the Island Company and the uniqueness of that fashion element in a very competitive marketplace?
I would say that the benefit to us being, say, in Florida has been that we don't follow trends. We don't really engage in seeing what next year is. If you watch trends, you'll see that, you know, the reports will come out with what the colors are for next year. Leopard prints are in, or zebra prints are in, or leather is back, or black is the new gray, etc. And for us, we've never followed that. Being in West Palm Beach has been great because we're not involved with what everybody else is doing. We just kind of stick to our own guns. And I also find that if you watch what the color trends are, they don't change much year to year. They change about 3 to 4 Pantone clicks off of each other, and they just rename them. So really what we end up having is the opportunity to be wholly original by not being surrounded by anybody else.
You talked about being influenced by cinema and your background as a filmmaker. If you had to describe your clothing line as a movie or movies, what movies would you use?
I don't know. Probably one that hasn't been invented, but it would probably be somewhere between La Dolce Vita and something Luc Besson did, in Italy or Greece. I would say that it's probably a movie that I haven't written yet.
Or seen yet, huh?
Well, you know, there's a lot of time, so maybe things will come full circle and I'll make it.
Spencer Antle, the founder of Island Company in West Palm Beach. Perhaps an iconoclast in fashion and lifestyle brands in the making here in South Florida. He's invented his brand from whole cloth, as the saying goes. In his case, that cloth may be linen, maybe made into a shirt or a pair of pants.